The soil and plant analysis council, we've had a very busy year and a lot of successes this year. We have a brand new website at www.spcouncil.com. It's been completely revised. You can do online registration for the journals of communications and soil science and plant analysis and Journal of Plant Nutrition. We've had a big expansion of our newsletter. We're out to 16 pages and it's all supported through our advertisers. We've conducted two laboratory workshops, and as Regis has just provided, preparations for our grease is completely underway and the website's up and running. The 12th International Symposium is in Kiana, Greece, like he says. The ALAP program is going to offer a student travel award of $600 for a student to go to that meeting. That'll pretty much either cover his registration cost or part of his airline ticket getting there, his or hers. Eligibility rules will be posted January 1 on the SPAC website, and we'll present the award on the 15th of February. SPAC board meeting is this afternoon, 1 to 2:30 p.m. in the Renaissance Boardroom 2 upstairs in this building. Just to give you a couple updates, the Manure Analysis Proficiency Program, which I work with, the Minnesota Department of Agriculture, it certifies laboratories for manure analysis, had 65 laboratories enrolled in 2010. The analysis number of analytes that a laboratory can perform on those samples is that greatly expanded. We've added sulfate, sulfur, chloride, and an EC1-5. The Compost Analysis Proficiency Program, which is supported by the U.S. Compost Council and is required for STA, Seal of Testing Assurances for the Compost Council, has 18 labs enrolled, and the good news is that the U.S. Compost Council has guaranteed our funding for the next 3 years. So that's pretty good in light of the way a lot of things are going these days. And with that, if you have interest, I have copies of our newsletter here that just went out last week. Let me know. I've got extra copies up here. Thank you very much, Larry.
Thank you, Bob. Okay, we'll start out with the regional reports now. And we're going to start from the northeast and head down to the west. Excuse me. And we're going to cap it off with our feature speaker, Paul Fixon, at the end here. So, the first report is the NC1007 report. Don Ross, Leaguer. Anybody here from the Northeast group? Okay, we'll move on. The Mid-Atlantic states, Leticia?
Good morning. I'll just have to summarize what we have done in the past year for this group. And as you know, last year I advertised hard for increased participation in that meeting. And thankfully, we were able to convince some of you to join us. And our participation last year, participants came from as close as Maine and as far as California. So that's how great. Hopefully, we will have some more participations in the coming year. So our meeting this year, by the way, I kept saying last year, but this year was held on February 16th, 17th. And again, it was the Southern States headquarters in Richmond, Virginia that hosted us. Free venue, free food, and everything. It's really a nice place to be in because the conference room had all the gadgets that the group needed for the presentations. Research papers were abundant. We talked about pH. Of course, the Georgia group would like to talk more about pH because of our continuing work on that. Ammonia volatilization, selenium, blueberry fertility in North Carolina, and we even touched on manured field, nitrogen chemistry in manured fields. And also we touch on poultry litter nutrient calculator, history of soil test P in North Carolina, and the new instrumentation in the field. So that's how also we get the chance to know what's out there. I've noticed in the exhibits that we have here in the agronomy meetings, we don't get to see a lot of those laboratory instruments. They're not here. But in the Mid-Atlantic meeting, we invite some of them to come over and tell us about what's new in the market. And some of us were able to gain some information by doing that, and some of us are getting these instruments for the needs of the lab. We're also, there were 24 people that attended. It was very stormy, it was very wintry during the time. Two people could not make it, Bob was one. But the other person, I'm sorry, I don't mean to embarrass you, Frank, but the other person was so creative. What he did, he emailed his presentation, and then he presented his presentation through the phone. We don't have Tanberg, so he was talking over the phone, you know, on the speakerphone, while I think it was Anne who was clicking the slides to next slide, please. It was as good as the face-to-face presentation. So that is not to discourage you guys not to show up during the meetings, but boy, we become so you know, so creative when things become you know, hard. And that's great, Frank. I tell you, we learn a lot from that presentation. So thank you for doing that. It was a lot cheaper, but again, it's nice to have face-to-face next time. No more winter. Okay, and also, because of some changes in South Carolina, who has been, Clemson University, who has been hosting the website for the Mid-Atlantic Group, because of some changes, Kathy Moore, she's not here, has asked us if we can host the website of this group. So we have it at the University of Georgia already. So feel free to check the website. One thing that we can be proud of, that's why I have to ask Lori if I can project one slide in that, because I was going to have the website up there with one section that we added this year, and that's the history of the group. And I would like, it would have been nice to see the faces of those people in their younger years. And some of you are still here, and that would have been a good guessing game, you know? Because some people, you know, it's like, oh, that's how he or she looks before? No, usually a he. Only one she, but she's still young. That's Anne. Anne is the first woman. I'm proud to tell you that you're the first woman in that group that I've seen. We're still seeking for more pictures. The oldest picture that we have is 1984. If that's the time that Mid-Atlantic Group was formed, then that's okay. But if it was formed in the 1960s, please, $100 for that picture. I'm kidding. But if you have access to those pictures, please send them to me. It is nice to know the history of a certain organization, a certain group. And that way we can respect the tradition and at the same time grow from that. Last but not the least, guys, I'm inviting everybody to attend or to join us for the next year's meeting, which is going to be on February 15 to 16. That's a Tuesday and Wednesday. That's the regular date, and we have winter dates, April 12, 13. This is held in Richmond, Virginia, so we have to have two sets of dates just in case. And we have a two-year rotation, by the way. The last 2 years, it has been me and David Kiesel. We are now turning the assignment to Josh McGrath. And Josh is from Virginia Tech, Maryland, University of Maryland. He's not here, but he would be the contact person. But if you guys have some interest, please contact me so I can pass it on to Josh. Thank you.
Thank you, Leticia. The next report will be NCR 13, Brad Jorn. Is Brad here? No, you're okay. So we'll go to Sarah 6, Frank.
Good Morning, everyone. The Sarah Six Group met this past year in June 13th to 15th. And we met at Mississippi State University. They hosted the meeting. Chairs of the group are Ra Mila. There you go. Mila Varapu from University of Florida. I'm the vice chair, and David Hardy from North Carolina is the secretary. We voted Larry Oldham to be incoming secretary for the group this past year. State reports are given on Sunday evening. We combine our social with state reports. All states from the southeast were there except for one, so we had a good number of people there representing the states in our region. Technical sessions were given on Monday, and just to give you a flavor of some of those sessions, they included presentations on soil testing history in the South, soil test summaries and markets in Mississippi, evaluating lime requirement methods for Mississippi, nutrient use and reduction strategies in the Mississippi Basin. Can you tell who hosted the meeting? and we also had a talk on nitrogen sources for blueberry production in North Carolina. We tried a new format on Tuesday of our meeting where we had concurrent sessions. And we had a session focusing on laboratory methods and another session focused on interpreting laboratory results and extension type of presentations. And the group really liked that format, and I think we're going to continue that format in the future. So, you know, we have a wide range of interests of people in our group, laboratory-oriented people and field-oriented people, and we could meet both of those interests. Validation of soil test methods was discussed a lot. We always seem to discuss that in our meetings, and we were working on a statement from the group, but it seems the opinion is that we should not rely on AOAC for validating methods, and validation should be done within TripleSA or Soil and Plant Analysis Council. So we have a committee in TripleSA that is working on that. But, you know, the group was really opposed to paying AOAC to go through the procedure of validating methods. A new methods manual is being developed. I'm chairing that effort. The last methods manual from the Southeast that was published in 1992. We have new methods coming on board, new automated instruments. So, you know, it was time to develop a new methods manual, and we are currently in the process. It's been about a year working on it, and I'm happy to say that we have all initial drafts in for the manual, and hopefully in another year we could get it wrapped up. Okay? So that's all I have for Sarah 6. Thank you.
Thank you, Frank. The next report is the West Region report with Robert Flynn. Robert?
Good morning. The WERA 103 group met in at University of California, Davis, with Wilson as our host. Had a nice tour of the fertilizer industry down there, and also started planning our Western Nutrient Management Conference, which is coming up in March 3rd and 4th. It's a nice advertisement in the newsletter that Bob has, and we're changing venues, moving out of Salt Lake City and going to Reno, Nevada for this conference in an effort to try to bring in more of our professional and practicing agronomists, soil scientists and others, and have two tracks, one kind of dedicated to the academic research type and perhaps extension as well, but then looking towards educational opportunities, bringing up the level of education for our consultants in the Western region. We have decided on some topics. Some general topics include some nitrogen cycling. Basically, one of the talks will be on nitrogen from the atmosphere to the ground and back again, or some sort of thing. It's shaping up pretty good. And we also are looking at nitrogen fertilizer efficiencies during this conference, as well as plant response to drought and water management issues for Western agriculture, adoption of tillage techniques to help with water, as well as nitrogen cycling. We also are looking at nutrient values for cover crops, as well as organic amendments, trying to draw in some of our organic farming folks, perhaps, trying to advertise that to that group so they have something more to work with. I think we have a lot of great information to share with them. We're also a few talks on carbon sequestration and cycling in the environment. And we actually have advertisement out this year, something new and different for us. So we're really hoping we get some good turnout for this conference. And the IPNI has also put the conference on their website. So it's www.ipni.net/WNMC. So it's shaping up that way. Are there anything I'm missing from the other members of the committee that are here? That's pretty much it. So thank you.